from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Everyone in our audience, so here is a morsel, here is a nugget on college football as we get closer to the start of the season. Both CBS Sports and the Associated Press put out projected college football playoffs today. It is now 12 teams. Two local squads in. To the CBSSports.com field, Penn State in as a 9 seed. The first round of the college football playoff is on campus.
They're not at bowl games. Stadium would not get a game, though.
But in that situation, they would go on the road to play Texas A&M, and the winner would get number one Georgia.
That might be the battle of the two fan bases that are the most convinced that their in-stadium experience is both the best and affects other teams. We've got the yell practice at midnight. We've got the 12th man.
Also,
everyone else in Texas literally hates us.
Also, two programs, much more A&M than Penn State, but are just like there's a hall
delusions
of fame
of
and there's a hall of very good, they are in the hall of very good college football programs.
They are as close to mirror images as you can get.
It is the Spider-Man
meme.
Is that a meme or is it just a picture?
No, it's a meme. You apply it to like situations, which makes it a meme. The dumpster floating down the street is a picture or a GIF.
Penn State 9.
Okay.
No Notre Dame.
I'm devastated.
And CBS Sports is college football playoff projection. The AP, the Associated Press, they report things right down the middle, Malzi.
Will Graves.
Things of that nature.
Yep.
No Penn State. No Notre Dame. West Virginia, 11 seed.
Incredible. Crowley will be burning his own couch.
Going to Tuscaloosa in week one. Or week one in the first round of the college football playoff, 6-11 game.
Don't think that'll go well for them, even though it's about to be a new era in Tuscaloosa. Better chance of that of which one happening? Penn State 9, West Virginia 11. Not even close. It's, of course, Penn State.
Penn State's going to beat West Virginia Labor Day weekend.
Are you sure? Or is Neil Brown going to stir the echoes?
I'm sure. In fact, I'm guaranteeing it.
What will you do if West Virginia wins?
Make out with my wife, hopefully. Actually, what am I talking about? I'm 38 years old. You don't
make
have
out?
Passionate make-out sessions anymore. Do you guys?
No.
Donnie, do you and Sarah have passionate make-out sessions?
Like when you wouldn't say passionate.
Like
no.
When you were, like when you were
it's not like the high school party.
Yeah. Like when you guys got super liquored up down in Nashville and you were smoking like a pack of cigarettes a day down there. Did it happen?
No, not that I can recall.
I think you know you're in a mature relationship as an adult where you're like getting older, where there's smooching. But otherwise, you're saving the real passion for some other aspects of affection, like sex.
Thank you.
I didn't know if I needed to spell it out for you. I think if I said, hey, Al, do you want to make out tonight, babe? She would be like, that is the weirdest thing you've said to me in years. If you said that to Amanda right now, if you text her and said, do you want to make out tonight? She would, like, slap you when you got home.
I was at, not really a dance club. I was at a bar. This is like 5 years ago here in Pittsburgh. And there was a couple at the bar that had to be in their 70s.
Making out?
And not only was there like intense making out where tongues were down the other's throat, there was also, by the woman, not the man.
Groping?
A squeezing of the butt.
Okay, two minds here.
Public butt squeezing.
Public squeezing. Two minds here. There are two wolves here. One, I want to say to them, like, really, guys? On the other hand,
not married.
Good for them.
No wedding, unless they weren't wearing wedding bands.
Cheating on their spouses, which would be interesting in their 70s. They still want to get busy.
Yep. Well, they say nursing homes are just a hotbed for that stuff. You worked in a nursing home. You know what it's like.
No, I don't, because the nursing home I worked at was, to my knowledge, not a hotbed for STIs, which is apparently what's the truth. Hmm.
And the Olympic Village, apparently.
For disease?
Just a hot... No, well,
oh, no, they're
the
just
disease.
All having sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, on those cardboard beds.
I mentioned that to Amanda, and she's like, oh, the whole world is known about Olympic Village being a place where people
get busy.
Got it on for decades. And
she's
I'm like,
correct.
No, they do not.
Yes, they have. No, she's right.
So your parents know that.
No, I'm talking about for like probably the last five or six Olympics, so going back probably 2 decades,
okay,
people have known.
So 2 decades ago, your parents were in their 40s. They didn't...
Anybody who cares enough about the Olympics to read a bunch of stories has come across in the last 20 years easily stories about, wow, these athletes love to fool around when they're not doing their sport. The making out thing just got... I mean, do you remember the last time you made out?
Probably mid-20s.
In your mid-20s?
Yeah, I think it's
so
been...
So you and Amanda never made out?
I think maybe when we first started dating...
It's more canoodling when you're dating as a serious adult. I love that this music. Same thought at the same time.
Penn State better make the effing playoffs. They've lost to Michigan and Ohio State. They've gotten swept by those two teams the last 3 years. They don't play Michigan this year. Not that Michigan's like all high and mighty with Harbaugh gone and McCarthy and everything else. I mean, they'll still be a really good team, but they're not as good as last year.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio State is in-state college. Their toughest toughest non-conference game is West Virginia. They do go to USC. They do go to Wisconsin. I think if you go 10-2, you got still a chance to get in. They lose. They go 9-3 with that schedule. It's a horrible season for them.
They're in a weird hell of their own creation, and it's the same as A&M's. The fan base expects them to be one thing. They probably should be that thing now, for sure, with the expanded playoff, but there's always the question of whether they're going to get there. I think there even will be this year. There's always the chance they stub their toe. That's why people up there don't seem... I mean, would you say Penn State fan base approval rating for Franklin is even 40%?
I think it's higher than that.
Is it above 50?
No. Well, maybe barely.
I don't know if it is, man. I was going to at first say, is it 50-50? Let me put it this way. I hear from my like Penn State friends who are diehards for the program much more complaining in the aggregate about him than like praising him. They're like, yeah, he gets these great recruits. We love the way he recruits. And then we invariably end up frustrated by several of the biggest names.
Would you say better chance West Virginia goes 2-0 against Penn State and Pitt or 0-2?
0-2.
I actually think 2-0.
Actually, wait, what am I saying? I think they're going to beat Pitt. Sorry, EJ. And I think they could. I think they have. West Virginia has a thing about them where I think they can always spring an upset. Is that the Phil Steele for this year?
It is.
That is one of the most maniacally prepared books in all of sports.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.